Last week, music legend Neil Young pledged to have his music removed from streaming service Spotify in protest over their lack of action taken towards podcaster Joe Rogan regarding what Neil Young thought as a promotion of COVID misinformation and conspiracy theories. Since then, fellow music legend Joni Mitchell and others have joined the Spotify boycott in support of Young's decision. To discuss this further and understand the motives behind the Rogan and Young saga is Dr. Bondi Kay, Lecturer of Digital Communication at Queensland University of Technology. Good morning, Dr. Kay.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So, Dr. Kay, what difference does it make to the consumer if Neil Young, Joni Mitchell, or Taylor Swift withdraw their music from Spotify?
Well, that really depends on which consumers you ask. For some lifelong fans of Neil Young and Joni Mitchell, this is going to be a devastating blow, and it might result in deleting a Spotify account and switching somewhere else, like Apple Music or Amazon, where you can find their catalogs. If, on the other hand, you're a fan of the Joe Rogan Experience, this is likely not going to have much impact, and if anything, this has been an opportunity for some free publicity for that podcast, and there's been a bit of an increase in listenership around the world.
I have to agree with you there. So there was a $120 million deal with Spotify and Rogan. So Rogan also receives more listeners than Neil Young. So if Spotify were to pull Rogan, they would lose money and listeners, but it wouldn't stop the podcast. People would most likely cancel their subscription and maybe move to another platform. With so many platforms for people to share their information, it seems people are always going to be chasing different opinions and ideas, perhaps by pulling his music. So would you agree people like Neil Young are just granting Rogan even more listeners?
Well, in a sense, that's exactly what has happened. I looked into some of the statistics of Rogan's listenership, and not only has it increased in some of the markets where he was already the number one podcast, but in several non-English-speaking markets as well, the Joe Rogan Experience has risen in the ranks. So it does seem like if Neil Young's intent was to downplay or to keep people from listening to some of this potentially harmful and dangerous misinformation that is spread on the Joe Rogan Experience, it might be having the opposite of the intended effect.
I want to know, how does self-regulation work in this sector?
This is a very important question, and that, to me, is the most interesting part of this whole controversy. Spotify is a streaming platform, and it might be treated or viewed differently than social media platforms like Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. But the fact that people can upload podcasts from amateur podcasters to professionals and celebrities like Joe Rogan, the content that is hosted on Spotify still contains opinions and information that should be moderated and regulated. In this case, Spotify has been unwilling to take down the specific episode that caused controversy in December 2021, so much so that over 270 doctors wrote an open letter asking Spotify not to deplatform or remove Joe Rogan from Spotify, but to clarify what their stance is on misinformation.
I want to talk about that letter as well, the 270 doctors. I did a bit of research into that. Only 87 are medical doctors. A quick Google search will tell you most of these people aren't doctors. Some are vets, podcast hosts, and teachers, just to name a few. I want to know, you can understand that misinformation can be from both ends as well, because I think with that open letter, there was only 87 that were medical doctors as well. Do you think moving forward, this situation is likely to bring about real change for not only how streaming services deal with misinformation, but mainstream media as well?
I hope so. And every time there is a high-profile case of a platform or an individual like a celebrity getting caught up in misinformation controversies, there are opportunities to learn, there are opportunities for policy reform. And in this instance, Spotify has taken action now to clarify some of the rules for podcasters and artists. But in my opinion, I don't think they're going far enough. And really, some of the new content moderation tools that they've added seem more like the bare minimum to assure shareholders that they're taking action rather than in something that will impact meaningful change.
So is there a difference between banning political advertising and preventing what people think is podcast misinformation on platforms such as Spotify?
I think there is a strong case that misinformation, particularly misinformation that deals with COVID-19 and vaccinations, does pose a more serious and immediate threat to public health and safety than political advertising. And I believe you're referring to when Spotify banned political advertisements a couple of years ago in 2018, which happened at a time when other platforms like Facebook and Twitter were also facing significant public pressure to either remove political advertising and or clarify their platform policies regarding that kind those kinds of ads.
You're on the record with Maddie Lombardi, and I'm joined with Dr. Bondi Kay, Lecturer of Digital Communication at Queensland University of Technology, and we're discussing topics regarding media misinformation and the current situation between Neil Young and Joe Rogan on the removal of Neil Young's music on Spotify. So, Dr. Kay, can you explain what the current requirements are for dealing with misinformation on streaming services?
Yes. So Spotify essentially took three separate responses to this controversy on Sunday. The first was to publish their platform rules, and in those platform rules, they specify the types of content that they won't allow on the platform. And like on other social media or digital platforms, the rules are a bit vague. The platform, Spotify, says content that purports to promote dangerous, deceptive, sensitive, or illegal content might be removed, but it doesn't say specifically what might qualify or whether or how a review process might take place if content were to be removed for policy violations.
And following these series of events, what do you think will happen next?
Well, Spotify is unlikely to remove the Joe Rogan Experience episode that caused controversy, and almost certainly they will not take Joe Rogan's podcast off the air because, as you mentioned earlier, it was a significant investment on their part to obtain the exclusive rights. In the past, Neil Young has removed his music from Spotify only to return after realizing that that's where a significant number of his listeners and consumers are finding music. So it's possible that Neil Young may cave eventually due to pressures from either his label or fans and return his music to Spotify. And I think one of the main takeaways from this is what we as podcast listeners, as media consumers, can do when we come across misinformation or harmful information online. I think it's important to report content to platforms, to say something if someone on your social network is sharing something, maybe on Facebook or Twitter, and to really think critically about where and how you get information in this very information-rich time.
I agree. I think the main thing to take from this as well is that we can separate both news and podcast. So Joe Rogan is a podcast outlet. He's not a news media information site. So people would understand that the guests he has on air, although may be reputable people in their field and also may have deterring opinions from mainstream media and what is being promoted there, he is a podcast outlet, not an, a main news media outlet. So that's also important to identify as well. Thank you so much for chatting with us, Dr. Kay. We appreciate your time here on The Record.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Dr. Bondi Kay, Lecturer in Digital Communication at the Queensland University of Technology. Dr. Bondi Kay has also written an article on The Conversation, so make sure you check that one out as well. We were chatting about topics regarding media misinformation and the current situation between the Neil Young and Joe Rogan saga on the removal of Neil Young's music on Spotify. Make sure you restream this interview on rtrfm.com.au. And of course, as I just said, read Dr. Kay's article on The Conversation for his perspective on the Neil Young-Joe Rogan situation.